Welcome to Legislative Report, and this week we feature Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. And Representative Cutler, the battle to fight heroin and opioid addiction in Pennsylvania is ongoing. You attended a recent public forum at Penn Manor High School on this subject. Share with our listening audience what was discussed at that meeting.
Well, the entire meeting was really set up to start the discussion in the local community regarding the heroin and opioid epidemic. And probably one of the most important facts to recognize is that this particular problem regarding the heroin and opioid addiction is one that cuts through all demographic lines. It does not matter if you're poor or if you're rich. It does not matter what race you are. It does not matter where you live, whether it's urban or rural. It is an epidemic that is claiming lives on a daily basis. And what Penn Manor did was they brought in a panel of guests that were experts in their field. Some of them were themselves recovering addicts to talk about the signs and how they successfully hid it from their parents or their loved ones. Some were counselors. There was a medical physician there as well. And they went through all of the different facets of addiction and what to look for in our loved ones. And they also talked about the destructive nature of the habits and how individuals would harm those that were closest to them in order to feed their addiction, or perhaps they would turn to crime. And you know, it was a great turnout. We had probably close to 200 people. I mean, the auditorium was fairly well filled, and I think it was a good starting point. But to be clear, the conversation is not over. We are at risk of losing an entire generation of individuals to this. And the reason, and there's many, is obviously the personal or the physical damage or harm that could come from it. But we also have an entire generation that are struggling to be employed because they obviously could not pass a drug test. And because of that, that will have long-reaching societal implications.
You attended a recent bridge dedication to honor a fallen area soldier. Talk to us about this soldier and what brought about dedicating a bridge in his honor.
Well, anytime that we lose a serviceman, the military will contact us and notify us that an individual was killed in combat or overseas. And in this particular case, Eric Torberts was killed in action, and we were notified, and we reached out to the family, and we're always very mindful of the family's desire and said, look, doesn't need to be right away, but whenever you're ready, if you wish to, you know, name a road or a bridge after him, we could do that. Many folks don't know that that actually requires a bill that goes through the entire legislative process, has to go through the House, has to go through the Senate, goes to the governor for signature, and you know, as they should be, they're never controversial in nature. And, you know, Denise, his mother, reached out to us and asked us if we could name one particular bridge after Eric. I know it's one that you and I travel on a regular basis, and it's between Peckway Township and Lancaster Township on 741. And the reason for it was Eric loved to be outside, and he spent a lot of time fishing on the Conestoga River, and this particular bridge goes over that. So Denise asked if we thought it could be possible, and that was the end of last session, which in and of itself presented a little bit of a challenge because we only had about 9 session days left when she reached out to us and said that they were ready. And so we went ahead, we got the bill quickly drafted, got it out of the House, got it done, got it signed, and then we were able to put up the signs several weeks ago, and it was very fitting because it was on Eric's birthday, and that was a date that was obviously very special to the family and friends, and we had a great turnout. I think there was about 80 people there, and we had an individual played the Star Spangled Banner, another individual played Stairway to Heaven and said a few words, and now it's a good reminder of Eric's sacrifice for our community. And most importantly, it's a reminder to all of us as individuals to recognize that his legacy lives on, not just because we named a bridge after him, but because of the freedoms that we each enjoy on a daily basis is because of actions like Eric's and like many other brave men and women who are serving overseas.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.